MilliganTown.org.
This is Don Marr with Milligan Town Daily. Our scripture for today is Hebrews 12, verses 22 and 23 from the New King James Version. But you have come to Mount Zion, into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are registered in heaven. On our last episode, we talked about what we have not come to, what the people of Israel in the Old Testament experienced with the majesty and holiness of God as he gave us the law. But what have we come to? We have come to something infinitely more wonderful and more glorious. The author of Hebrews says, you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Mount Zion is a term for heaven. It is said to be beautiful in elevation. We have come to the city of the living God. We know that in Hebrews 11, the people who are part of the Faith Hall of Fame, as it were, are said to be looking for a city not made with human hands, but created by God, a heavenly country. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, which is pictured for us in Revelation 21 as a bride which has been greatly adorned for her husband. Do you ponder the fact that when you come to worship the Lord, either privately or on the Lord's Day, corporately, that you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of no less than the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem? You have come to an innumerable company of angels. John Calvin rightly observes, what an honor it is that we should be in company and companionship with these mighty creatures of God, though we are so sinful in and of ourselves, and yet we have the great honor of being in company with these creatures whose joy and duty it is to serve the Lord perpetually in many, many ways. You have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven. When the author of Hebrews refers to the general assembly here, he's not merely talking about a convocation of a denomination every year. He's talking about the fact that we are enrolled with the saints in heaven, the communion of saints, as the Apostles' Creed talks about, in the church of the firstborn, the church of Old and New Testament saints, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is said in Colossians 1 to be the firstborn of all creation and the firstborn of those who have fallen asleep. And, most wonderful of all, Christian, your name is registered in heaven. When Jesus was talking with the disciples, and he had sent the 70 out, and they were casting out demons and healing the sick, they marveled at all the things they were able to do. And they said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And do you remember what Jesus said? He said, rejoice in this, not that the demons are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Ponder that whenever you are going through trials of various kinds and things seem so hopeless, that your names are written in heaven. On our next episode, we will consider other facts about what you have come to in the glories of Mount Zion. For the Milligan Town Theological Society, this is Don Marr.